Hello, dear sister, and welcome to our first workshop inside Goodbye, Good Girl. I really hope that this workshop is going to lay the foundation for all of our work together, all of the inner work that you may be doing as part of Goodbye, Good Girl, as part of your spiritual path. So today we are diving deep into embodying the spiritual feminist archetype, remembering the spiritual feminist you've always been and leaving the good girl you thought you were. So let's dive in. We start here because to say goodbye to your good girl is, in my opinion, simultaneously saying hello to your empowerment, your healing, your inner fire. So it's really saying hello to your inner spiritual feminist. The two really, really go hand in hand. So in this workshop, we'll explore what spiritual feminism means to you and how that whole concept may meet you where you're at right now. Not because we're bypassing the deep inner work that is necessary to say goodbye to your inner good girl, but because walking away from that conditioned energy becomes more tangible and exciting when you know what you're walking towards. And remember, your inner spiritual feminist is unique to you. This session really is here to illuminate and uncover, not to force you into anything that doesn't feel true to you. If anything, your inner spiritual feminist, and yes, I know that I abbreviated that as if it's like a new Apple product. For the sake of these slides, I sometimes abbreviate inner spiritual feminist and inner good girl this way. I'm really sorry about that. But yeah, if anything, your inner spiritual feminist will show you what is true for you, right? So don't take anything that I say as the truth, but explore what may be the truth for you. And hopefully things that I'll be saying ring true for you in that regard too. So this is not about inventing a new persona for yourself. This is about uncovering what has always been there and healing your good girl with compassion and patience too. So in this workshop, we'll uncover the intersection between feminism and spirituality. So the intersection between empowerment, spirituality, feminine healing, and everything in between. We'll uncover archetypal energy, so we'll dive into your good girl, your spiritual feminist, to gain a deeper understanding of your inner landscape. And then we'll also uncover embodiment. So moving from the understanding, which I will hopefully give you through this workshop, to living spiritual feminism with practices and tangible tips. So let's start with feminism versus or times spirituality, the intersection between the two. Because how does spiritual feminism work? To me, it's the intersection between letting the current patriarchal foundations and thought patterns crumble and uncovering your own inner power and intuitive fire. I don't think we can separate these two concepts too much. If you truly want to live a spiritual, intuitive life, you need to explore what's holding you back from this. And many roads of exploration will lead to the systems and frameworks we have grown up in, the capitalist and patriarchal conditionings in our society. And I know that I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's so important to be clear on how timely topics such as equality, equity, inclusivity, sustainability are also part of your spiritual path. Because without rooting into the present moment, your spiritual beliefs don't find a way to anchor into your reality. And that makes embodiment very, very difficult. So spiritual feminism speaks to empowering yourself and choosing the intuitive life because of the inequality and inequity in our society and how that has set you back up until now. Not despite of, and bypassing what is truly holding us back in our day to day. There are already too many people out there, in my opinion, there claiming they are spiritual beings whilst not looking at their shit. That's not healing, and that's not empowerment either. So I'll step off my soapbox, but remember, your inner spiritual feminist needs you to do deep rituals, meditations, and journaling as much as it needs you to stand up for what you believe in, have to difficult conversations with people in your surroundings, and be aware of your privileges too. And this is what truly will allow you to embody your empowerment and live life from alignment and authenticity. And I offer you this reminder because as we naturally operate from our inner good girl, and naturally in quotation marks, right? We are often not used to sit in the difficult stuff, to connect to ourselves and our surroundings in the present moment, and to explore our needs and rights. The feminist part can feel just as uncomfortable as reclaiming the spiritual part of you, right? Which is why it matters. So my biggest encouragement here is to honor the messy middle, which is all we're ever going to be in, if I'm honest. There's no such thing as the perfect empowerment journey. That just speaks to more bypassing. So this is also why we need to root back into the cyclicality of our path. It's a long, winding road rather than a mountain to climb. There is no summit. But trying your hardest to stay true to what feels right and authentic to you are the milestones that you can focus on. So now that we've laid that foundation, let's dive into calling in this energy from within. Let's dive into archetypal energy. So what is an archetype? I've got two definitions here, and then I'll dive into my personal one. The first one is an inherited idea or mode of thought in the psychology of Carl Gustav Jung that is derived from the experience of the human race and is present in the unconscious of the individual. And then the second one is a collectively inherited unconscious idea, pattern of thought, image, etc., universally present in individual psyches. I would add a personification of energy that through description, storytelling, and practice can be unlocked within. So all of these definitions speak to a sense of remembrance, right? Archetypes are often used in fairy tales and folk tales. The typical old woman in the woods, you know, the crone, Prince Charming as the archetypal hero, the beautiful princess is the archetypal maiden, etc. I'm sure you can think of more. And you can dive deeper into this archetypal work in this context with the beautiful works of Sharon Blackie, Clarissa Pinkola Estes. I talk about these two women all the time in my content, as you may have come across them already. And they both base this concept of archetypal energy on the works of Carl Jung. So these fairy tales, these folk tales, have characters with a very specific one-sided energy and mission as well. They're archetypal energy. Of course, we as human beings are multifaceted, multi-layered, multi-dimensional beings. But reading about characters with a strong, inspiring energy can bring about a resonance and unlock something within. And this is that remembrance that I was talking about. We sometimes don't know we carry a spark within until we get into contact with someone who describes the fire. It's a recognition of something deep within that was like deeply buried. This is why an archetype speaks to the subconscious, and when we awaken our subconscious, a spiritual process is ignited. This is also why it's so powerful to create specific names for energies within yourself, such as the good girl, such as the spiritual feminist. Not to box up your process or identity, but to attach energy and experiences to these parts of you, so they come into your field of consciousness. This way, you breathe life into what previously was hidden, intangible, or unnamed. So, let's start with a few reflections on the good girl archetype. This is, of course, what we'll explore in every workshop, every session throughout this program, right? Because there are so many different layers to the energy of our good girl. We will especially explore specific patterns and behaviors and how to heal and break free from them as your inner good girl operates on many levels. This session is about meeting your good girl and spiritual feminist. You will continue to get to know these energies better and explore how they function in your life, how they inform your beliefs and decisions, and how you'd like them to take the reins, or maybe not, right? And this is also what the mentoring sessions and online community are for, because different things will come up for you at different phases and seasons in your healing and empowerment journey. So please know that you're supported every step of the way and that you can journey through all of this at your own pace. Just as your inner spiritual feminist has many layers, so does your inner good girl. The latter is the energy that you've been tending to most of your life, whether you like it or not. So remember that this is a process. And don't dismiss her either, your inner good girl, because she holds the key to your liberation. Exploring how you're holding yourself back, where your blocks are, why you operate this way, that is information that you can use to do things differently, to shift around, to hold yourself with compassion too. So let's see if the next three elements of the good girl archetype ring through for you. And remember that these are just three small examples of this multi-layered energy. The people pleaser. So putting other people's needs, desires, and pressures before your own intuitive needs and desires in order to feel safe, to fit in, to find a sense of belonging, and feel loved and liked. I'm sure that all of us can relate to this one. Love and light. Bypassing the difficult emotions in favor of pretending life is all sunshine and butterflies, so as to not have to sit with anger, sadness, grief, anything sort of unwanted. And then there's the outsourcer. Having other people, knowingly or not, decide your worth, your beliefs, your values, and direction in life through a lack of trust in yourself. Sorry, my face is blocking the last couple of letters. but you get what I mean. So we've got the people pleaser, we've got love and light, we've got the outsourcer, right? Healing these tendencies isn't just about shifting your mindset about them. You can know that you're worthy, safe, and loved, but actually embodying that often is a different matter. And in future sessions, sorry, that should be multiple sessions, we'll dive deeper into the nervous system, how we're wired for people pleasing, tending to allowing your emotions to be there, which honestly is often inner child work, how to bring the agency back to yourself from an energetic point of view, and much more too. Like I said, this work is so multi-layered. There's so many layers to your inner good girl. This is about meeting her, getting a little bit more familiar with how she works, and then we'll explore much more in terms of healing and empowerment in the sessions to come. So what else defines your inner good girl? As I said before, this is probably an ongoing journey for you, so stay open, stay curious. Try to minimize the judgment or pressure on yourself. Just as how your empowerment feels and looks like is unique to you, so is the healing path of your inner good girl. This is pretty much one and the same, right? There is no wrong or right way to approach this work. So may this be your gentle reminder that all of us operate from our inner good girl on some level until we become aware of it. So approach this uncovering with compassion and curiosity. Your inner good girl honestly needs you to hold her as well. And if your inner good girl is an archetypal energy that comes with a set of patterns, beliefs, and expectations, then why not invite in an opposing energy to explore another layer, another reality, an alternative that hopefully feels more authentic, aligned, and empowering? This is the energy of your inner spiritual feminist, and that energy is unique to you. So I want to invite you to lean into the next five elements with a curious heart and open mind. Some of it may ring true for you, some of it may not or may not yet. This is your path, and this is an invitation to let your inner spiritual feminist tell you what's your truth with a capital T. So let's dive in. We got, as the energy of your spiritual feminist, we've got wild, undomesticated, trusting, unapologetic, dreamy, uncovering, intuitive, and in tune. We've got the witch, healing, rebellious, receptive, remembering, resourced. We've got dark, shadow work, sitting in winter, descending, reclamation. We've got aware, grounded, inclusive, understanding, privilege, and intersectionality. And we've got light, honoring pleasure, prioritizing joy, and embodied feeling. Let's dive into all of these a little bit more, shall we? So you're wild. Your inner spiritual feminist isn't just the wild woman archetype, which I'm sure that so many of you found me through the podcast episodes that I did around not weaving in the wild woman, that used to be a course of mine, Women Who Run With the Wolves, that the beautiful book by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, I referenced to her a little bit earlier. Yes, so many of us can resonate with this, but your inner spiritual feminist is more than that. But she is a big part of it, this wild woman archetype. This is the part of you that is in tune with her intuition, without the domesticated layers of people pleasing and outsourcing her wisdom. A key factor in reclaiming your wild is returning back to inner trust. Then there's the witch. There's something rebellious about letting your inner witch come out to play after centuries of oppression and persecution. Your witch knows her healing powers. She remembers. A key factor here is uncovering rather than discovering, knowing that it's somewhere already within you rather than thinking that you need to grasp it out of thin air from around you. Then there's your dark. So to descend into the dark is to accept and celebrate, if you can, that you have a less desirable side to you. To whom, right? Like, who's saying that we have sides that are less desirable, but you catch my drift, probably. And that you have the strength and self-knowledge to sit in it without feeling unsafe or overwhelmed. A key factor here is reclaiming these inner winters as moments of resourcing. Then there's your light. Ascending is just as important as descending, seeking pleasure and joy and fully landing in feelings of contentment and happiness. This is a part of your reclamation too. I truly believe that. I see so often in the spiritual sphere that it's all about shadow work and finding pain points and almost like, you know, continuing to press like a bruise and like, I need to do more inner work. I need to improve myself. And I think that we can sometimes get a little bit carried away with that, where our shadow work becomes part of a to-do list, or we feel like we always need to be in the healing phase. But it's a phase, and sometimes we actually need to counter a little bit of darkness with a little bit of light, right? Or sometimes a lot of light, and we need to seek pleasure and joy. And honestly, that's often also part of our empowerment journey, to let in pleasure and joy and to explore that we're worthy of that and that we can receive that and how we actually experience pleasure and joy, which again is so personal. So I think that it's really important here that there's a difference between leaning into love and light and then leaning into your light from a spiritual feminist point of view, where it's like, no, I deserve to laugh. I deserve to enjoy myself here. I deserve to feel pleasure even when life is hard. I think that's a really, really important lesson too that we often all need to kind of learn and feel comfortable with. So a key factor here is feeling worthy and capable of stepping into the light as well. And then there's your awareness. So knowing which factors have affected your privilege gives you a grounded framework for empowerment, where you find your intersections between nationality, color, class, gender, sex, sexual orientation, ability, and so much more have held you back or propelled you forward, usually a mix of both, in your own way. And a key factor here is releasing guilt and shame as you take up space with your own empowerment and understanding that your healing too is needed for collective healing. This is a really big one. So how do these spiritual feminist aspects ring true for you? Where can you maybe feel it in your body? And is there a part of you that doesn't believe these elements are available to you? And that's okay too. This is a process. And the journey starts with the desire to feel, act, decide, and do things differently. My guess is that as you journey through this session and lean into the energetics of the spiritual feminist archetype, something within you has already started to shift. This is that inner knowing that you're bringing from the subconscious to the conscious. This is igniting that inner spark of desire, intuitive wisdom, and empowerment. So let's create space for this spark to turn into a metaphorical wildfire. Your inner spiritual feminist wants to come out and play, and here's how you can start designing that playground with embodiment. This isn't about immediately feeling like your spiritual feminist is your second nature, okay? Moving from your good girl to this empowered version of you takes time, courage, and patience. But there are ways to call in that fire. No matter if it's a spark, an ember, or a full-on flame, everything counts. There's ways to familiarize yourself with that fire more. And this approach is also much more holistic and kind to yourself. Just like it takes our mind a while to shift a belief, it takes our body and nervous system a while, usually much longer, to feel safe letting the fire in. Our soul knows, which is why sometimes we can get impatient because the body and the mind need to catch up. But your spiritual feminist isn't going anywhere. I truly believe this. She's already within you. So you can call her in at your own pace. She will not leave your side. So let's call her in. These are three simple ways to start embodying your inner spiritual feminist in a way that feels exciting, doable, and honors your nervous system too. Number one is to let her take the reins step by step. This is probably the biggest one in my opinion. A powerful question to ask yourself in any given situation or with any decision that you make: what would my inner spiritual feminist do? How would she dress in the morning? What would she cook herself for dinner? What book would she read next? And this is an exercise that can allow you to call this energy in bit by bit in a way that feels exciting and playful rather than forceful or another thing on your to-do list. Familiarize yourself with this empowered energy and unlock it a little more with every decision or reaction. This practice also brings you closer to understanding your needs and desires from an intuitive level. And my bet is that your inner spiritual feminist doesn't have any trouble taking up space with them, with your needs and desires. Familiarize yourself with that tuned in feeling. Maybe it feels like a tingling for you, or like your heart is blowing right open, or there's a rooted feeling from your lower belly. So how do you want to move through life? How do you want to feel in your life? And what makes you feel tuned in and connected with those deeper parts of yourself? In any way you can, prioritize seeking that out. And this heart-led, soul-led living takes time to become your new norm. Not just for your mind to come on board, like I said, for your inner good girl to step off your path, but also for your nervous system to feel safe and for the people around you to accept this too. And we'll talk more about that in another workshop. This is intuitive living. It takes courage and patience to live from this place. So whilst you lean into a bold energy, also pace yourself. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. And a super important part of the puzzle is calling in support. This is deep work. This is the work, really. So expecting yourself to do it all by yourself is just another part of your good girl conditioning. It's that individualism that is tearing us all apart. So you're held. And you can always reach out in this community because we're all here to support you as you come home to yourself. All right, moving on to number two. Rewrite the stories you tell yourself. Your inner good girl has been crafting and shaping your reality for most of your life. Your beliefs, values, and self-image are all based on the stories your good girl is telling you. Up until now, she defined how worthy and capable you feel and what may or may not be available to you. So, in line with the previous embodiment practice, it's time to come at this with a different energy. And you can use the workbook that is part of this workshop, and maybe your journal as well, to start observing what words you use to describe yourself, your place in the world, and parts of your life. And there's no need to be harsh on yourself with this. Rather, I would say invite in like a curious energy and ask yourself, what part of me does this belief serve? And naturally, if it doesn't light a fire in your body or open your heart, see what language it needs to be rewritten. Words hold power, so see how you receive more empowering language. And also remember, it doesn't need to feel true to you just yet. This takes time, trust, and proof too. But my bet is that more empowering beliefs and values is exactly what your system would love to believe, because it's like, it's that exhale that we all need, right? You're uncovering what has always been true for you. And in this process, you'll notice how your body responds to more empowered words. So as you start to literally rewrite your reality, notice how you're receiving that practice in your body. How is your nervous system reacting? How do these words land in your body? And be with that. And also know that there is an exercise in the workbook where you get to really explore the concepts of your inner spiritual feminist and kind of notice how they feel in your body and familiarize yourself with that too. So that really walks you through it. It could be that within that practice, you feel quite triggered at first, and that's okay too. So create maybe gentle reminders through affirmations and work through these practices at your own pace. And like I said, the workbook is there to help you with this as well. However, my bet is too that there is a part of your body or system or soul, especially, that is also ready to receive these empowered words. There is a part of you that will recognize the energy that these new beliefs and values hold, because they're not new, right? There is a part of you who's been craving to live that reality, and it's about coming home to that part of you right now. It may not feel familiar just yet, but at the same time, it will feel like a warm hug from an old friend. And then the third embodiment piece, co-create with the universe through ritual and prayer. So when you start to come back to your soul's energy and lean into inner alignment, you're coming back to your innate connection to the universe, to universal energy. You've always been part of this, but when you shed more and more layers of your inner good girl, you open the channel more. And this channel is here to support you throughout your journey moving forward. The universe is literally waiting for you to engage with it. It wants to co-create. That's what it does. And there are many ways in which you can approach this co-creation, and you'll pick up practices along the way. You'll leave some behind. You'll craft your own favorite ways to do this too. But here are some of my suggestions. You can open yourself up to signs and synchronicities, because this allows your life to become a moving prayer, if you will. Become receptive to what the universe is sending you. So maybe numbers, maybe animals, maybe certain people or situations on your path where you're like, that's not a coincidence. And then feel how you are part of this bigger weaving of the world. I find that this is also really speaking to that light part of our inner spiritual feminist, where it's about choosing curiosity and joy and finding those little seeds to plant. I find that this is a really empowering and encouraging way of leaning into your spiritual feminist and embodying her. The second thing is to create a small devotional practice. So maybe 5 minutes every morning of repeating affirmations to yourself, or putting a special crystal on your office desk, right? Keep it small, keep it simple. Nothing necessarily that you need to go out and buy, but plant devotional seeds throughout your day, your week, your month, to keep you aware on a regular basis, to keep you kind of tuned in, checked in, connected, if you will. There is a sense of surrender that comes into play here with these rituals and prayer suggestions. When you lean back and you lean into the knowing that you don't need to do it all alone, that you're innately supported, this builds your trust muscle, allowing you to make more aligned and empowered decisions in the future. It all builds onto each other. So when you can flow with what the universe provides and nurture that reciprocal relationship, you will feel rooted in your place in the world. It brings about a sense of innate belonging. And that is exactly what your inner good girl is seeking in the outside world rather than within. And as always, you know, as a little side note here, this is just one way to approach your spiritual path. You may have your own approach, you know, to universal energy, or your own definition of universal energy. You may call it differently. You may engage it with it in your own way. And that is always celebrated here. So see what feels best for you, because you will know. And sometimes a bit of trying and testing does the trick too. To truly feel yourself embodying your inner spiritual feminist and softly releasing your inner good girl with compassion and patience, so check out the visualization practice as part of this workshop. And of course, the workbook is there for you too. I designed a visualization to allow you to really lean into both energies in hopefully an empowering way. And it's a really, if you know, you can approach the things that I offer you in your own way, of course, but if I may make a suggestion, lean into the visualization first and then dive into the workbook if you want to. But you know, go at this at your own pace in your own way. That's how I designed them. And then I want to offer you a final reminder. Your inner spiritual feminist gets to be whatever you want her to be and how you want her to feel. She is already waiting for you within yourself. You're already, no matter how small, living from this place simply because you're here in this program. You chose to step into this program from your inner spiritual feminist energy. So trust that she will show you what she's like, how she feels, how she thinks about the world. It takes time to uncover the layers of your inner good girl, but the sparks of empowerment are closer than you think. And as always, share your thoughts in the community. Maybe submit any of your questions and reflections for mentoring support, and know that you're not alone on this journey. I truly, truly mean this. you might be watching this workshop, you know, a year down the line from when I recorded it, and then it makes so much sense to you to dive into the community and to submit for the mentoring session, because that is already happening, hopefully. But if you are stepping into this kind of around the time that I'm recording this and I'm starting this program, you might be like, well, who am I to, like, you know, do this too and like take up space? And you might even think that a year down the line. And I truly mean when I say that this is hopefully the most supportive community you've come across. You're not alone in this journey. So whatever this session may have brought up for you, that you want to share, that you want to ask about, come into the community over on Slack, come into a mentoring session, you know, submit your questions, and I will explore these themes and topics in a deeper and more personal way with you as well. And I truly believe that you absolutely got this. You're not alone, and your empowerment is much closer than you think. So thank you for joining me in this session. I'll see you next time. Enjoy the visualization, hopefully. Enjoy the workbook and diving deep into that, and know that I'm here to support you every step of the way of this spiritual journey, of your spiritual path. All right. Thank you. Bye.